Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome. As Coach is rubbing his head, if those of you that are listening, it's pretty funny because we just talked about this topic prior to coming on. But I'm not gonna. If you read the episode thing, you'll know what it's about. But anyway,
you already know.
But before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. Go over and check them out. Mention us, you'll get $450 off. And they, trust me, I've had multiple people tell me that you mention us, and they'll take very, very, very good care of you. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is everything you want to do to become a high school basketball coach. It's exactly what I would have wanted at 31-ish, whatever I was when I got my first head job. I would have literally run in the streets and got, anyway, I would have done something stupid to go get this thing. And that's why I made it. It will help you. It'll help your team in multitudes of ways. One-on-one calls, office hours, handouts, everything you would need. Okay. So today we're going to talk about the new high school basketball rule that the NFHS.
It doesn't impact Coach Collins or myself this season with our teams because we are halves in the state of Wisconsin. So it's irrelevant to us, but we'd like to talk about it because it's obviously relevant to many other listeners across the country.
I would think it's more than not. And the reason is, here's the reason. In Wisconsin, we play 2 18-minute halves. So therefore, we're not following the National Federation of State High School Coaches Association, NFHS. Can't get that out. I don't like that. Anyway, we don't follow their rules, so therefore we're not voting members. Therefore, we will not follow this rule. Not sure why. Anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting that women play quarters, too, in college, and we play. Anyway, I think it's a little sexist. Get me started. I don't dislike halves. I just think I wish we had another timeout, but that's a different. That's what I would change in our rules in our state is, okay, leave the 18-minute halves, but give me another timeout. We still only have 5 timeouts like all of you do. So it doesn't affect us, but I know I've talked to a multitude of coaches around the country that it does. So I want to dive into this and you and I can kind of figure out how this is going to work. So those of you that don't know, fouls are going to you're still 5 fouls and you foul out. That hasn't changed. It's not like we're going to the NBA and it's more fouls. So it's still 5 fouls and you're gone, which is, I'm not sure why people get disqualified, or it should be maybe more, but that could be a discussion at some point. But, so they've eliminated it resets each quarter. And then after it says you get 2 shots, there's no bonus anymore. No 1-1. No, make the first one to get to the second one. There's no 1-1. by the Federation. However, so they've eliminated the one-on-one, and you get two shots after the fifth foul. So on the sixth foul each quarter, you get two shots. Okay. And then the quarter, first quarter ends, it starts at zero again. And then on the sixth foul, second quarter, it's two shots. So the statistician in me is kind of wondering, like, I've watched enough of women's NCAA where they kind of do this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it's going to affect the game.
For me, when I started coaching, we were still in quarters, and I'm trying to think how many times were I ever in a bonus situation in the first quarter? And I would say never. So
it's going to be less free throws. Do you think it's going to be less free throws?
I do, because it's going to reset. I do.
Yeah, because it's on the sixth rather than on the seventh. So that means you have to get in the bonus in a quarter. So, yeah, you're right.
Okay, let's put in consideration this, Steve. Okay? The fourth quarter, all right? If you have five fouls and they got four fouls and the game is close, you know, and like for us, if you were had five team fouls, right? And we're going in the fourth quarter, and it's a tight game. We only have to foul once or twice to get that situation so we could have that opportunity to get the ball back. You're talking
right.
about now?
And then for 7, 8, and 9, you get the 1-1. So if they miss the front end.
Now you got to foul five times in the fourth quarter to get to that, and they get two free throws.
And they get two free throws.
The big thing for me is how games will end and how that will affect end-of-game situations. If you really think about
it. Because it's really changed. So then this might take care of not needing a shot clock.
Why?
If I foul you, no, I'm just trying to think of how it will. So let's say you're beating me and I start fouling you.
Yeah.
You're holding the ball. So I got to foul you at that. Yeah. I guess this could be a movement toward needing the shot clock or wanting it.
Because, well, then I start to think about, you know,
because you're winning, fouls. And I only got three team fouls. I got to get three more fouls, and then you're going to get two free throws. So I really got to almost shoot a three at this point or hope that you miss one.
I feel like it makes the game end of games more uglier, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Because think about if a game is neck and neck and it's a real tight game. Okay. Say me and you are playing and we're going in the fourth quarter and it's 44-44. And there's 2 minutes left in the game, and you only have two team fouls because you had to erase all the ones you had. So you had 14 fouls in the – let's say you had 14 fouls in the third quarter, and now those go away, and then you get two in the second.
And you only got so many players on your team with fouls,
the old way would have been like, all right, you got four, right? And say we're in the fourth quarter, you got two. That would give you six. You're one away from bonus. Not anymore. That all goes away, and now you got to go got to go to four. It's a double bonus situation.
Well, here's the thought for coaches that are listening to this. It's almost like you'll need a special teams of kids that are 9 through 14 to go in and pressure and foul. Because if you start fouling with your guy, if you need to get into the double bonus,
they're calling the game tight in the third quarter and you're getting in foul trouble already, and then all that is erased going into the fourth quarter, what do you do then?
Right. You need a special.
But what is my question is, what was the purpose behind it?
I don't know. I think they must have seen something in the women's game that they liked, as far as, you know, how those free throw procedures were done.
Okay.
So, you know, I think less free throws will be shot. Now, it doesn't matter if I'm still shooting. So this is only like a common foul.
But what about just
active shooting? You're still going to get.
It takes a way longer duration to shoot two free throws instead of one.
Yes, that is true. But if I'm going to the rack and I get fouled and I make it, I can still get a 3-point play. These are like common.
I'm just talking a common foul. And now you have two free throws instead of one.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a longer duration. It's an extra 10 and how long? 10 seconds. Well, probably another 15, 20 seconds per possession of free throw shooting.
Right.
That's a long time. You really think about it.
Yeah, I think there's going to be less free throw shot. It'd be interesting to look at what happened in the women's game. And will it affect the resetting? Will probably make the flow better, right? Because you're not stopping. It's not going to happen as often, I'm thinking. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm just trying to think how coaches will be able to.
Because you're not carrying the fouls, like you said, you're not carrying the fouls from quarter one to quarter two, and you're not carrying them over from quarter three to quarter four. You're resetting.
Yeah, but the only quarter that really impacts is that fourth quarter.
And I think it affects the second quarter.
A little bit.
Because all of a sudden you were getting into the bonus. So on that sixth foul, it's only one more foul, and we were used to being the bonus.
Right.
So going into that's where my thought is, you know, as we dive into this a little bit, that's where my thought is maybe the flow, it helps the flow a little bit.
Till the very end.
Yeah. Till the very end. And that's what I think. We're going to have to do what I'd like to do with this is do a follow up.
I would like to be able to get a couple coaches on here. Maybe they can go on our Facebook and say, hey, I would like to know how this is going.
Yes.
Just to see, because I guess I'm not trying to be critical. I'm trying to think about how is this going to work, you know?
Yes. And I think we should plan on the spring after the season's over, after this season.
Because I think it's
over.
A decision that will change the game.
Yes. I think it's like the 3-point line. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do a whole thing of, I don't know why we don't have one set of rules for basketball.
Yeah,
we should just have one set of rules. Like, why are we have all these rules? Like, you play here, you do this, you play here. Like, I'm not even talking about the U.S. I'm talking about can't we come up with a set of rules? Like, what are our set of – anyway, don't get – yeah. And you know my pet peeve. You know what my pet peeve is?
What?
That as far as rule changes, it needs to happen. I'm gonna start a petition. We need to get rid of the jump ball to start the game. It's the dumbest thing ever. There's one jump ball in most high school basketball games. It's to start the game. Why do we jump the ball? We should give the visiting team the ball to start every
game. So what do you do? What do you do when you get to a neutral court?
Then you flip a coin.
Okay.
And then it's alternating possession. And there's two theories. First of all, it's archaic. No one practices it. Now, the NBA is different. Obviously, they jump every tied up ball. But why do we do this? It's there's half the new gyms don't have the circle drawn anymore because we don't jump them anymore in there. So why?
Are there any states that don't use a jump ball?
No, they did it during COVID, I believe.
Yeah, I know they did.
And that's where we should go back to. That's one of the few things.
So would it, no matter the start of the second half, would you give the alternate?
No, it would stay alternating the rest of the game.
No matter what.
So you're the visitor, you get maybe one more, maybe one more.
Maybe.
So you kind of neutralize maybe being on the road. It is literally one of the things I want changed about the game of basketball. I also want a bigger court for, but that's never going to happen. This is an easy change. This is just write it out and it's done. The court's too small now for collegiate and pros probably. And it's in high level high school. It's too small. The court's too small. It should be playing. Every high school should be playing on a 94 foot floor. And probably a wider floor. It's too small right now. The bodies are too big, in my opinion. But I don't think anything's there. So that's just a couple foods for thoughts for you, for high school hoopers out there. Let me know. Leave comments down below of what you think. And until next week, Coach.
Sports Social Podcast Network.